The following ebook is being brought to you by the fitness community. Whether you're a beginner looking for guidance or a seasoned athlete, we encourage you to visit us online and download our app to explore our extensive library of fitness resources. Intermittent Fasting Made Easy, a beginner's guide to accelerating fat loss. Introduction, your fast track to easy fat loss. Are you tired of complicated diets with endless rules and restrictions? Have you tried countless weight loss fads, only to find yourself back where you started, or worse? If you're ready to say goodbye to yo-yo dieting and hello to a sustainable way to shed those unwanted pounds, then intermittent fasting might be the answer you've been searching for. What is intermittent fasting? In its simplest form, intermittent fasting is an eating pattern that cycles between periods of eating and voluntary fasting. It's not about what you eat, but rather when you eat. Unlike traditional diets, it doesn't involve calorie counting or eliminating entire food groups. Instead, it focuses on timing your meals to maximize your body's natural fat-burning abilities. Dispelling common myths and misconceptions, there's a lot of misinformation floating around about intermittent fasting. You might have heard that it's unhealthy, unsustainable, or even dangerous. Let's set the record straight. Myth: intermittent fasting is just another fad diet. Truth: intermittent fasting has been practiced for centuries across various cultures and religions. It's a way of eating that's rooted in our biology and has been shown to have numerous health benefits. Myth: intermittent fasting will put your body into starvation mode. Truth: short-term fasting doesn't trigger starvation mode. In fact, it can actually boost your metabolism and help you burn more fat. Myth: intermittent fasting is only for extreme athletes or fitness enthusiasts. Truth: intermittent fasting is adaptable and can be tailored to fit different lifestyles, including those of beginners. Why intermittent fasting is effective for fat loss? The science. The beauty of intermittent fasting lies in its simplicity and scientific backing. When you fast, your body enters a state of ketosis, where it starts burning stored fat for energy instead of glucose from carbohydrates. This not only leads to fat loss, but also improves insulin sensitivity, reduces inflammation, and promotes cellular repair. Who can benefit from intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting can be beneficial for a wide range of people, including those looking to lose weight and body fat, people struggling with blood sugar control and insulin resistance, anyone seeking a simple and sustainable approach to healthy eating, individuals interested in improving their energy levels and mental clarity. However, it's important to note that intermittent fasting isn't suitable for everyone. Pregnant or breastfeeding women, individuals with a history of eating disorders, and those with certain medical conditions should consult with their doctor before starting intermittent fasting. Why this guide is different? This guide is designed specifically for beginners who are new to intermittent fasting. We'll focus on simplicity. We'll explain the basics of intermittent fasting clearly and concisely, avoiding unnecessary jargon or complications. Sustainability. We'll help you choose an intermittent fasting protocol that fits seamlessly into your lifestyle, ensuring that it's something you can stick with long term. Support. We'll provide you with practical tips, strategies, and resources to help you overcome challenges and achieve your fat loss goals. By the end of this guide, you'll have all the knowledge and tools you need to embark on your intermittent fasting journey with confidence. Get ready to transform your body and your health, one fast at a time. Chapter 1: The Basics of Intermittent Fasting, Your Roadmap to Success. Welcome to the world of intermittent fasting. Now that you have a good grasp of what intermittent fasting is and why it's so effective, let's dive deeper into the different ways you can practice it. In this chapter, we'll explore the most popular intermittent fasting protocols, help you choose the one that aligns with your lifestyle, and provide guidance on structuring your eating and fasting windows. Different types of intermittent fasting protocols. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to intermittent fasting. The beauty of it is that you can choose a protocol that suits your preferences and schedule. Here are a few of the most common IF methods. 16x8 method, Lingen's. This is the most popular and beginner-friendly protocol. You fast for 16 hours each day and restrict your eating to an 8-hour window. For example, you might eat between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. and fast for the remaining 16 hours. 5. 2 diet. With this method, you eat normally for 5 days a week and restrict your calorie intake to 500 to 600 calories on 2 non-consecutive days, fasting days. Alternate day fasting. As the name suggests, you alternate between days of normal eating and days of fasting or very low calorie intake, 25% of your usual calories. Eat stop eat. This involves fasting for 24 hours once or twice a week. For example, you might stop eating after dinner on Monday and not eat again until dinner on Tuesday. OMAD, one meal a day. This is a more extreme form of IF where you consume all your daily calories in one meal. Choosing the right protocol for your lifestyle and goals. The best intermittent fasting protocol is the one you can stick to consistently. Consider your daily routine, work schedule, social life, and personal preferences when making your choice. If you're a beginner, the 16x8 method is a great starting point as it's relatively easy to adapt to. If you have more flexibility in your schedule, you might try the 5-2 diet or alternate day fasting. The eat stop eat or OMAD methods are more advanced and may not be suitable for everyone. Remember, you can always experiment with different protocols to find the one that feels best for you. How to structure your eating window. During your eating window, focus on nourishing your body with whole, unprocessed foods. Aim to include a balance of protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates. Avoid overeating or binging, as this can negate the benefits of intermittent fasting. What to drink during your fasting window? Staying hydrated is crucial during your fasting window. Stick to calorie-free beverages like water, plain or sparkling, unsweetened tea, herbal or black coffee, in moderation. Avoid sugary drinks, artificial sweeteners, and calorie-containing beverages during your fast. Common mistakes to avoid. Overeating during your eating window. Be mindful of your portion sizes and avoid consuming excessive calories. Choosing unhealthy foods. Focus on whole, nutrient-dense foods instead of processed junk food. Not drinking enough water. Dehydration can lead to headaches, fatigue, and other side effects. Ignoring your body's signals. If you feel unwell, dizzy, or lightheaded, break your fast and consult with your doctor. Giving up too soon. It may take some time for your body to adjust to intermittent fasting. Be patient and persistent. By understanding the basics of intermittent fasting and avoiding common pitfalls, you'll be well on your way to achieving your fat loss goals and improving your overall health. Chapter 2: Unveiling the Hidden Treasures. Benefits of intermittent fasting beyond fat loss. While the scale might be your initial focus, intermittent fasting offers a treasure trove of benefits far beyond shedding those extra pounds. Prepare to be amazed as we uncover how intermittent fasting can transform your health and well-being from the inside out. Improved insulin sensitivity and blood sugar control. One of the most significant advantages of intermittent fasting is its impact on insulin, a hormone that regulates blood sugar levels. When you eat frequently, your body constantly produces insulin to process the incoming glucose. Over time, this can lead to insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Intermittent fasting gives your body a break from this constant insulin production, allowing your cells to become more sensitive to its effects. This not only helps stabilize blood sugar levels, but also reduces your risk of developing diabetes and other metabolic disorders. Cellular repair and autophagy. Autophagy, often referred to as cellular housekeeping, is a process where your body cleans out damaged cells and recycles their components. Think of it as your body's built-in detoxification system. Intermittent fasting triggers autophagy, enhancing your body's ability to repair and regenerate itself. This can lead to improved cellular function, a stronger immune system, and a reduced risk of chronic diseases. Increased energy and mental clarity. Contrary to what you might expect, fasting can actually boost your energy levels and sharpen your mental focus. When your body isn't busy digesting food, it can redirect its energy towards other processes, including cognitive function. Many people report feeling more alert, focused, and productive during their fasting periods. Potential longevity benefits. Studies on animals have shown that intermittent fasting may extend lifespan and promote healthy aging. While research on humans is ongoing, the cellular repair and metabolic benefits of intermittent fasting suggest that it could play a role in slowing down the aging process and reducing the risk of age-related diseases. Reduced inflammation. Chronic inflammation is a major contributor to various health problems, including heart disease, cancer, and autoimmune disorders. Intermittent fasting has been shown to decrease inflammation markers in the body, potentially protecting you from these conditions. Simplified eating habits. Intermittent fasting takes the guesswork out of healthy eating. By focusing on when you eat, rather than meticulously counting calories or tracking macros, you can simplify your approach to nutrition and make healthier choices without feeling overwhelmed. The ripple effect. These benefits are just the tip of the iceberg. Intermittent fasting can have a ripple effect on your overall health, improving everything from your sleep quality and mood to your skin health and hormone balance. Are you ready to experience the transformative power of intermittent fasting for yourself? Let's move on to the next chapter, where we'll guide you through the process of getting started and maximizing the benefits of this incredible eating pattern. Chapter 3. Your Intermittent Fasting Launchpad. Smooth Takeoff Strategies. Fasten your seatbelts, because it's time to embark on your intermittent fasting journey. This chapter will be your trusty co-pilot, guiding you through the initial stages and equipping you with the tools you need for a successful takeoff. Preparing your body and mind for intermittent fasting. Before you dive headfirst into fasting, it's wise to lay the groundwork for a smooth transition. Here's how you can prepare. Consult your doctor. If you have any underlying health conditions or taking medications, it's crucial to get the green light from your doctor before starting intermittent fasting. Stock your kitchen. Fill your fridge and pantry with whole, unprocessed foods that align with your chosen eating window. Think lean proteins, healthy fats, colorful vegetables, and complex carbohydrates. Set realistic expectations. Understand that it may take your body a few weeks to adjust to intermittent fasting. Be patient with yourself and focus on progress, not perfection. Mental preparation. Prepare yourself mentally for potential hunger pangs or cravings. Remind yourself of your goals and the benefits of intermittent fasting. Consider joining a supportive online community or finding an accountability buddy to keep you motivated. Easing into intermittent fasting gradually. Don't feel pressure to jump into a strict fasting schedule right away. Instead, ease into it gradually to allow your body to adapt. Here's a sample plan. Week 1. Start with a 12-hour fasting window and a 12-hour eating window. Week 2. Increase your fasting window to 14 hours and shorten your eating window to 10 hours. Week 3. Continue to gradually extend your fasting window until you reach your desired protocol. For example, 16:8:5:2. Tracking your progress. Monitoring your progress is essential for staying motivated and making adjustments as needed. Consider tracking. Weight. Weigh yourself regularly, but don't get discouraged by daily fluctuations. Focus on overall trends. Measurements. Take measurements of your waist, hips, and other areas where you want to see changes. Mood and energy levels. Keep a journal to track how you're feeling physically and mentally throughout your intermittent fasting journey. Non-scale victories, NSVs. Celebrate improvements in your sleep, digestion, mental clarity, or other non-weight-related aspects of your health. Dealing with hunger and cravings. Hunger and cravings are common during the initial stages of intermittent fasting. Here are some tips to manage them. Distract yourself. Engage in activities you enjoy, like reading, going for a walk, or spending time with friends. Stay hydrated. Drinking water, tea, or coffee can help curb hunger pangs. Eat mindfully. When you do eat, savor each bite and pay attention to your body's cues of fullness. Focus on protein and fiber. These nutrients can help you feel fuller for longer. How to stay motivated and on track? Set goals. Have clear, measurable goals in mind to keep you focused and motivated. Find your why. Identify your personal reasons for doing intermittent fasting, whether it's weight loss, improved health, or simplified eating. Reward yourself. Celebrate your achievements with non-food rewards, like a massage, new workout clothes, or a fun activity. Don't give up. Remember, everyone has off days. If you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track and keep moving forward. Remember, intermittent fasting is a journey, not a race. Embrace the process, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every milestone along the way. Your body and mind will thank you for it. Chapter 4. Fueling your feast, nourishing your body during your eating window. Congratulations on making it this far in your intermittent fasting journey. You've prepared your body and mind, chosen your protocol, and successfully navigated the initial stages of fasting. Now, let's dive into the delicious part, what to eat during your eating window to optimize your results and keep you feeling satisfied. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods. The key to thriving on intermittent fasting lies in nourishing your body with real, whole foods during your eating window. These are the foods that nature intended for us to consume, and they offer a wealth of nutrients that support our health and well-being. Here's what to prioritize. Protein. Lean meats, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy, if tolerated, beans, lentils, tofu, tempeh, and nuts. Healthy fats. Avocados, olive oil, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, sardines. Complex carbohydrates. Whole grains, quinoa, brown rice, oats, starchy vegetables, sweet potatoes, squash, fruits, and legumes. Vegetables. Aim to fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, leafy greens, and peppers. Focusing on these nutrient-dense foods will provide your body with the fuel it needs to thrive during your fasting and eating windows. Balancing macronutrients, protein, carbs, fats. While there's no one-size-fits-all approach to macronutrient balance, aiming for a moderate approach can be a good starting point. Here's a general guideline. Protein. Aim for 20 to 30% of your calories from protein to support muscle maintenance and satiety. Carbohydrates. Get 40 to 50% of your calories from complex carbohydrates for sustained energy. Fats. Consume 30 to 40% of your calories from healthy fats to support hormone production, brain function, and overall well-being. Remember, these are just guidelines. Your individual needs may vary based on your activity level, goals, and personal preferences. Importance of hydration and electrolytes. Staying hydrated is crucial during both your fasting and eating windows. Aim to drink plenty of water throughout the day and consider adding a pinch of salt or consuming electrolyte-rich foods like bone broth or coconut water to replenish lost electrolytes during your fast. Sample meal plans and recipes. To get you started, here are a few sample meal ideas. Breakfast, if eating in the morning, Greek yogurt with berries and nuts, eggs with avocado and spinach, protein smoothie. Lunch, salad with grilled chicken or fish, lentil soup, leftover dinner from the night before. Dinner, salmon with roasted vegetables, chicken stir fry, vegetarian chai lai. Remember to adjust these meals based on your chosen intermittent fasting protocol and personal preferences. You can find a plethora of delicious and healthy recipes online or in cookbooks that cater to intermittent fasting. Supplements that can support intermittent fasting, optional. While not essential, certain supplements can support your intermittent fasting journey. Electrolytes. Magnesium, potassium, sodium, and calcium supplements can help maintain electrolyte balance during your fast. Multivitamin. Ensure you're getting a wide range of essential vitamins and minerals. Omega-3 fatty acids support heart health and brain function and reduce inflammation. Always consult with your doctor before starting any new supplements. By prioritizing whole foods, balancing your macronutrients, staying hydrated, and experimenting with delicious recipes, you'll create a sustainable and enjoyable eating pattern that supports your fat loss goals and overall health during your intermittent fasting journey. Chapter 5. Intermittent Fasting for All. Tailoring intermittent fasting to your needs. Intermittent fasting isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Your individual needs and circumstances play a role in how you implement IF and which protocol might be best for you. In this chapter, we'll explore how to adapt intermittent fasting for specific groups, ensuring that everyone can benefit from this powerful lifestyle tool. Women and intermittent fasting. Honoring your hormonal rhythms. Hormones play a significant role in how women's bodies respond to fasting. The menstrual cycle, in particular, can influence one's experience with intermittent fasting. Some women find that they tolerate fasting well during certain phases of their cycle, while others may experience more challenges. Here are some tips for women practicing intermittent fasting. Listen to your body. Pay attention to how you feel during different phases of your cycle. If you experience increased hunger, fatigue, or mood swings during your period, consider shortening your fasting window or switching to a gentler protocol. Prioritize nutrient-dense foods. Focus on nourishing your body with plenty of protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates during your eating window, especially during your menstrual cycle. Consider shorter fasting windows. Some women find that shorter fasting windows, like 12 to 14 hours, are more sustainable and less disruptive to their hormonal balance. Athletes and intermittent fasting. Fueling for performance. If you're an athlete or someone who engages in regular intense exercise, intermittent fasting can still benefit you. However, it's essential to fuel your body properly to support your performance and recovery. Here are some tips for athletes practicing intermittent fasting. Timing is key. Time your eating window around your workouts. Consider breaking your fast before and/or after your training sessions to ensure you have enough energy and nutrients for optimal performance. Adjust your macros. You may need to increase your protein and carbohydrate intake to support muscle recovery and energy demands. Consult with a sports nutritionist for personalized guidance. Listen to your body. Pay close attention to how you feel during your workouts. If you experience fatigue, dizziness, or decreased performance, adjust your fasting schedule or break your fast. Intermittent fasting for people with specific health conditions. Intermittent fasting can be beneficial for various health conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. However, if you have any underlying medical conditions, it's crucial to consult with your doctor before starting intermittent fasting. Here are some general guidelines. Diabetes. Intermittent fasting can improve insulin sensitivity and blood sugar control, but it's essential to monitor your blood sugar levels closely and adjust your medication as needed. Heart disease. Intermittent fasting may help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, and inflammation, but it's important to work with your doctor to manage any underlying cardiac issues. Eating disorders. Intermittent fasting is not recommended for people with a history of eating disorders, as it may trigger unhealthy behaviors. Remember, this is just a general overview. Always seek personalized guidance from your healthcare provider to ensure intermittent fasting is safe and appropriate for your individual needs. By tailoring intermittent fasting to your unique circumstances, you can unlock its full potential and experience the transformative benefits it offers for your health, fitness, and overall well-being. Chapter 6. Navigating the bumps, common challenges, and how to overcome them. Intermittent fasting is a journey with incredible rewards, but like any adventure, it comes with its share of challenges. Don't worry, though, you're not alone. In this chapter, we'll tackle some of the most common hurdles you might encounter on your IF path and provide you with practical strategies to overcome them. Social situations and dining out. One of the biggest challenges people face with intermittent fasting is navigating social situations that revolve around food. Whether it's a dinner party, a work lunch, or a family gathering, it can be tricky to stick to your fasting schedule. Here are some tips. Plan ahead. If you know you'll be eating out, try to schedule your eating window around the event. Communicate. Let your friends or family know that you're practicing intermittent fasting. Most people will be understanding and supportive. Don't deprive yourself. If you do decide to eat outside your window, don't feel guilty. Just make healthy choices and get back on track with your next fast. Bring your own food. If you're unsure of the options available, bring your own intermittent fasting-friendly dish to share. Plateaus and stalls in progress. It's natural to experience plateaus or stalls in your progress from time to time. Don't get discouraged. This is normal. Here's what you can do. Reassess your calories. Make sure you're not overeating during your eating window. If you've hit a plateau, you might need to reduce your calorie intake slightly. Switch up your protocol. If you've been doing the same protocol for a while, try switching to a different one. For example, from 16:8 to 5:2. Increase physical activity. Adding more exercise to your routine can help boost your metabolism and break through a plateau. Be patient. Remember, weight loss isn't always linear. Trust the process and keep at it. Dealing with side effects, headaches, fatigue. Some people experience mild side effects like headaches, fatigue, or irritability when they first start intermittent fasting. These are usually temporary and subside as your body adjusts. Here are some tips to manage them. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water and electrolytes to prevent dehydration, which can worsen headaches and fatigue. Get enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night to support your body's adaptation to intermittent fasting. Listen to your body. If the side effects are severe or persistent, consult with your doctor. When to break your fast, feeling ill, etc. There are times when it's important to break your fast, even if it's not within your usual eating window. If you experience any of the following, it's best to listen to your body and have something to eat. Feeling faint or dizzy. These can be signs of low blood sugar. Nausea or vomiting. These could indicate an underlying illness. Extreme hunger or cravings. While some hunger is normal during fasting, extreme hunger or cravings can be a sign that your body needs fuel. Pregnancy or breastfeeding. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, it's important to consult with your doctor before starting intermittent fasting. Remember, intermittent fasting should never feel like a punishment. It's a tool to help you achieve your health and wellness goals. If it's causing you distress or discomfort, don't hesitate to break your fast and prioritize your well-being. Chapter 7. Beyond the Finish Line, Making Intermittent Fasting Your Lifestyle. Congratulations. You've made it through the ups and downs of starting intermittent fasting, learned how to nourish your body during your eating window, and discovered strategies to overcome common challenges. Now, it's time to look ahead and embrace intermittent fasting as a sustainable lifestyle that supports your long-term health and wellness goals. Long-term sustainability and adapting intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting isn't just a quick fix, it's a powerful tool that can transform your relationship with food and your body. To make it a lasting lifestyle, here are some tips. Embrace flexibility. Life happens. Don't be afraid to adjust your fasting schedule if needed to accommodate travel, social events, or other commitments. The key is to return to your routine as soon as possible. Experiment. Try different protocols to find the one that suits you best. As your lifestyle evolves, so can your approach to intermittent fasting. Listen to your body. Pay attention to your hunger and fullness cues. Don't force yourself to fast if you're genuinely hungry or unwell. Focus on progress, not perfection. Don't beat yourself up over occasional slip-ups. Just get back on track and keep moving forward. Incorporating exercise and intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting and exercise can be a powerful combination for fat loss and overall health. However, it's important to time your workout strategically. Here are a few options. Fasted workouts. Some people prefer to exercise in a fasted state to maximize fat burning. If you choose this option, opt for lower intensity activities like walking, yoga, or light cardio. Workouts after breaking your fast. If you prefer to exercise with fuel in your tank, schedule your workouts after your eating window. This can provide you with the energy you need for more intense activities like weightlifting or HIIT. Building healthy habits for lasting results. Intermittent fasting is just one piece of the puzzle. To achieve lasting results, it's essential to build a foundation of healthy habits that support your overall well-being. Here are a few tips. Prioritize sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night to optimize hormone balance, metabolism, and recovery. Manage stress. Chronic stress can sabotage your weight loss efforts. Find healthy ways to manage stress, such as meditation, yoga, or spending time in nature. Cultivate a positive mindset. Believe in yourself and your ability to succeed. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and focus on progress, not perfection. Listening to your body and adjusting as needed. Your body is your best guide. Pay attention to its signals and adjust your intermittent fasting practice as needed. If you experience any negative side effects, consult with your doctor or a registered dietitian for personalized guidance. Remember, intermittent fasting is a tool, not a rule. Use it to empower yourself, enhance your health, and create a sustainable lifestyle that nourishes your body and mind for years to come. Conclusion: your journey to a healthier, happier you begins now. Congratulations! You've reached the end of this beginner's guide to intermittent fasting, and you're now equipped with the knowledge and tools to embark on a transformative journey towards improved health, sustainable weight loss, and a vibrant life. A quick recap: your intermittent fasting toolkit. Let's take a moment to recap the key takeaways from this guide. Understanding intermittent fasting. You learned what intermittent fasting is, how it works, and why it's so effective for fat loss and overall well-being. Choosing your protocol. We explored various intermittent fasting protocols, helping you find the one that best suits your lifestyle and goals. Maximizing your eating window. You discovered how to nourish your body with whole, unprocessed foods, balance your macronutrients, and stay hydrated for optimal results. Navigating challenges. We tackled common obstacles like social situations, plateaus, and side effects, equipping you with strategies to overcome them with confidence. Making intermittent fasting a lifestyle. You learned how to integrate intermittent fasting into your daily routine, incorporate exercise, and build healthy habits for lasting success. Your journey starts today. Remember, intermittent fasting is more than just a diet. It's a lifestyle shift that can empower you to take control of your health and achieve your wellness goals. Embrace the journey, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every milestone along the way. We're here to support you. We believe in you and your ability to succeed. If you ever need support, inspiration, or additional resources, don't hesitate to reach out to our online community or connect with fellow intermittent fasting practitioners. You're not alone on this journey. Thank you for choosing this guide to accompany you on your intermittent fasting journey. We wish you all the best as you embrace this powerful lifestyle tool and unlock a healthier, happier you. Thank you for listening. This concludes our ebook, Intermittent Fasting Made Easy, a beginner's guide to accelerating fat loss. To access our extensive library of fitness resources, please download our app or visit us at fitnesscommunity.com.